Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on food today, and today we're going to be talking about a type of grain that can be an important part of a balanced diet, and it's called oats, okay? There are different grains like wheat and barley and buckwheat and stuff, corn, but this one's oats, which I think is yen mai in Chinese.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I like oats. Actually, I like oats for breakfast, yes, but I especially like oats if they put them into chocolate chip cookie batter. Batter is what it is before you cook the cookies. Yeah, if you add some oats, it just makes them even tastier. Do you like oats, Tom?
Sure. I don't think they're particularly exciting to eat, but, you know, they can fill you up pretty fast, and you can do some things with them by adding honey or whatever. Mm. I used to put raisins in them or cranberries or whatever. You can make them kind of interesting, and they can be an important part of a balanced breakfast, as I said. So, again, it's oats, a great grain for breakfast. Maybe for other parts of the day as well. So let's get to it. Let's find out what this is all about. Let's read through the entire contents of our lesson right now. Everyone likes a different kind of breakfast. Some prefer the simplicity of cereal or toast, while others only have time to grab an egg pancake or breakfast muffin on the go. However, if you're looking to start your day in a truly healthy way, you should help yourself to a portion of oats. Oats are a kind of cereal grain. Humans have been eating them for thousands of years. These valuable grains provide many health benefits. For one thing, they lower the amount of cholesterol in the body and reduce the risk of heart disease. For another, they're high in fiber, vitamins, and minerals such as iron. Furthermore, they promote the growth of healthy gut bacteria and lower blood sugar over time. If all this wasn't enough, oats might even help some people lose weight. Starting the day with oats helps people feel full most of the morning, preventing them from snacking before lunch. So, how can you introduce oats into your diet? One of the most popular ways is a bowl of oatmeal, a kind of porridge. This can be as quick and easy as you like. Just mix oats with water or milk and heat it through. You can make things more flavorful by adding almond butter, fruit, or even a little syrup. One time-saving option is called overnight oats. To make these, soak the oats in the refrigerator overnight in milk, yogurt, or coconut milk, along with other toppings. They'll be ready to eat in the morning, giving you a tasty chilled breakfast that's perfect for a hot summer's day.
Hi, everybody. We're going to dig in. We're talking about food. It's our food unit, which I love talking about food. But this is not one of my favorite foods. It's kind of it's a type of food that you eat because you have to. You know, it makes you healthier than you would be if you didn't eat it. But it's not exactly tasty to eat a lot of oats. You know, some animals, that's what they eat to stay alive, or oats. So we're going to talk, though, about why you might want to focus a little bit more on oats, because they can help your body become a little bit more healthy. Right, Tom?
They sure can. I buy oats myself. I think I buy them at the local Quanlian.
Yeah?
I buy the stuff that comes from Australia.
What's the brand?
I can't remember the brand.
I only know Quaker Oats.
Yeah, there's Quaker Oats. Of course, they're quite common, but the reason I buy the one from Australia is because it's whole oats, which I think take longer to digest, and they make you
cook,
feel full.
Cook, too. You have to cook them longer.
And longer to cook, too. So I guess I read that somewhere that you should.
You can buy whole oats or whole oats with Quaker, too. That's mine.
I'm sure you can, but for some reason that's the brand I buy. But in any case here, yes, indeed, we're talking about oats here. Yeah. It's a great grain for breakfast. So here it begins by saying everyone likes a different kind of breakfast. That's true. Some people like traditional Chinese-style breakfast with the danbing and the youtiao and the shaobing and stuff like that and doujiang, whereas other people like to have a hanbao or a sandwich or something like that. Some prefer the simplicity of cereal or toast, while others only have time to grab an egg pancake or a breakfast muffin on the go. So prefer here, that means that's what you like. It's what you'd like to have instead of something else.
Yeah, you need to use this, though, only when you have a choice, right? So you can't prefer something and then not have a choice. I don't eat breakfast. I prefer to go without. I'm not usually hungry in the morning. But for those of you who do need breakfast or do enjoy a good breakfast, you might prefer the simplicity of cereal or toast. Cereal is usually in a box and you pour it into a bowl. Typically, you would add some milk.Maybe fat-free milk or skim milk, which doesn't have a lot of fat in it, and then eat that down. Or toast, take some bread, put it into a toaster where it turns brown, maybe add some butter and jam, that sounds good. And others here, maybe they only have time to grab an egg pancake, that's the danbing we talked about, or breakfast muffin on the go. If you grab something, guys, you're doing it in a quick way, maybe you don't have a lot of time,Or maybe you're holding a little toddler and that little baby suddenly grabs a hold of your hair and pulls. They don't mean to hurt you. They just, you know, their little hands just grab on. So grab can also mean to hold on very tightly. But here, it gives you the idea that you are in a big hurry and you just have to grab something quick and eat it.
Right, and egg pancake here is our translation of the term danbing, egg pancake, or you might get a breakfast muffin, maybe if you go to Western restaurants or something like that. A muffin, of course, is made from bread, and this, of course, is all on the go. You pick it up, and maybe you're going to eat it in the car while you're stuck in traffic or on the bus or something like that. However, if you're looking to start your day in a truly healthy way, you should help yourself to a portion of oats. Just have a little bit of oats as part of a balanced breakfast. Oats here, okay? So I think we've covered the first paragraph good enough here. So let's go on to the next paragraph here. It says, oats are a kind of cereal grain. Cereal grains, at least to me, grow on certain kinds of grasses. So that would include wheat and corn and, in this case, oats. So I guess that's significant because people have been eating them for a long time.
We're calling them valuable. If something's valuable, it's worth a lot. It could be worth a lot of money. It could have sentimental value, which means there's a lot of value in that object because it means something wonderful to you. Maybe it belonged to someone you love, or maybe a particular trophy is valuable to you because you worked really hard to win some sort of competition. It might not be valuable to your neighbor, but it might have some value to you. Valuable here is the adjective form, and value is the noun form. So these are valuable grains, and they provide many health benefits, things that are good for your body.
Indeed. Some people might say they're bad for you. I don't know. But based on the research that our writer did, oats are actually pretty good. They're valuable. They provide many health benefits. They are good for your health, etc. So let's talk about some of these health benefits here. For one thing that they are valuable, they lower the amount of cholesterol in the body and reduce the risk of heart disease. Boy, I certainly like that. We all don't want cholesterol in our body. That's the stuff that kind of builds up on our blood vessel walls over time.
That's called plaque.
Indeed, it comes from cholesterol, or at least cholesterol causes that. Although I should mention that I suppose there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, which is an important distinction if you are a nutritionist. But in any case, in this particular case, I guess we're talking about the bad cholesterol. We want to reduce the amount of cholesterol in the body, and that, of course, will reduce the risk of heart disease. So here we've got the word risk. That just refers to something that you take a chance on. There's a risk, there's a chance that you might have this happen to you.
Right. So we talked about how we're going to describe some of the health benefits. So in English writing, you might start out with, for one thing, and then a short while later, you'll see, for another. So here's our for another. So we know that they're good for lowering the amount of cholesterol in your body, reducing the risk of heart disease. You don't want to have a heart attack, which is pretty bad news. Some people don't make it through. For another, They're high in fiber. Fiber is some sort of texture that vegetables have. Typically, here we're talking about grains. And your body takes a long time to digest it. So it's actually keeps you full longer, which is good. Helps you go to the bathroom more easily. I know that's kind of gross. But they also have vitamins. We're talking about oats and minerals such as iron. So if you're low in iron, especially for the ladies out there, a lot of ladies don't get enough iron, you might consider eating more oats.
That's right. So we've got different kinds of minerals that we need in our diet, like copper and zinc, and in this case, iron.
Mm.
Iron is a tricky word here because it's pronounced iron, not iron. I hear that a lot from people learning English, and it's understandable because of the way it's spelled.
That's weird.
I've even heard native speakers say it this way, which is kind of hard to correct. You know, hey, you just said iron. That's wrong. It's supposed to be iron. But in any case, the point here is that iron is a type of mineral. And, of course, oats have minerals in them. And, of course, you've also got fiber and vitamins. So it sounds like this stuff is really good for you.
Sure does. Furthermore, and here's another reason why you might want to consider eating oats or more oats, is that they promote the growth of healthy gut bacteria and lower blood sugar over time. I think my dad eats them because it helps lower his blood sugar, and he has diabetes too, and, you know, he needs to take care of his blood sugar. If you promote something, guys, it can mean you're actively supporting something. Maybe you go to a high school and you think you have a pretty good idea for a high school dance, and so you talk about it. You try to get people excited by promoting your idea, telling people about it, encouraging people. Here, it just means it helps with the growth of healthy gut bacteria. And bacteria, of course, are those little bugs that you can't see unless you have a microscope. And lately, it seems like we've seen a lot of articles in newspapers and magazines about healthy gut bacteria and how important it is for our health. You might want to check that out. So they do a lot of good things. So they lower cholesterol, reduce the risk of heart disease. They have fiber, vitamins, minerals. They promote healthy gut bacteria, and they lower blood sugar. We're going to talk more about oats, guys, but right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天谈论的主题是跟早餐有关。首先，我们来看一下在第一段的第二个句子提到 Some prefer the simplicity of cereal or toast, while others only have time to grab an egg pancake or breakfast muffin on the go. 在这里提到每一个人对早餐的喜爱不同，有的人喜欢简单的麦片或吐司，而有些人只有时间快速的吃个蛋饼或者是英式的 muffin。 有了这样子的想法，延续句意文意，我们第一题可以选择 sentence F。 在 sentence F 里面提到However, if you are looking to start your day in a truly healthy way, you should help yourself to a portion of oats. 这句的意思是说，如果你想要以一种真正健康的方式来开始一天，那你就应该要帮自己准备一份燕麦。Oats 在这里就是有燕麦的意思，在第一段的最后一句常常就是下一段，也就是这整篇文章的主题论述，所以在这里就开始来介绍我们今天的主题，也就是燕麦。第一题搭配上下文意，正确答案就选择 F 选项。接着在第二段的第二句提到Humans have been eating them for thousands of years. 其实啊，人类吃燕麦的历史已经有好几千年的历史了。这样子呢，我们来看看，在第二个空格后面，如果你继续看后面的文句，你会看到 for one thing, for another,还有 furthermore, 这里呢是举例来说明，而里面的例子都提到了这样子谷物所提供的许多健康益处，所以要引出后面的这些好处，第二题我们就可以选择 A 选项。 Sentence A 提到 These valuable grains provide many health benefits. 这些呢非常有价值的谷物这是提供了许多健康方面的益处。所以这里的 many health benefits 就在后面的文章用 for one thing, for another 来一一介绍出来。所以第二题的标准答案就选择 A 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson, everybody. We're talking about oats.In today's program, maybe you don't have them as part of your breakfast, maybe you'd like to, but we're talking about the health benefits of oats in today's program, and of course, they're a great grain to have for breakfast. I don't know, would you have wheat for breakfast? Have you ever done that before, or barley, or anything like
that? Well, my cereal was made out of wheat. There was a box of cereal called Wheaties when I was growing up. I think it's still sold in America.
Yeah, that's a common breakfast in the United States is to have cereal, which is a box of, you know, cornflakes or something like that. And you pour it in a bowl and you have it with milk. They sell those at 7-Elevens now at convenience stores as a kind of snack. So it is catching on here. But I guess you could eat oats in a different way here. I don't think you can just pour them in a bowl and then pour milk in there and eat it straight. Oats are different because you do need to cook them or you need to prepare them in a special way.
You could try, but they won't taste very good. That's true. Yeah, so we were talking, when we left you, we were talking about some of the health benefits. They do a lot of good for people. And we were listing the health benefits in order. We were using that pattern for one thing, for another. Furthermore would be number three. And then we've also got this sentence that says,If all this wasn't enough, we've got another health benefit to tell you about. Oats might even help some people lose weight. Now, our young listeners probably don't care about this part, but as you get older, it becomes easier to gain weight and harder to lose weight. So you might want to keep this in mind if you are young about, you know, maybe one day you'll need to lose weight.And you'll think, oh, wait, I think I heard that oats could help people lose some weight. How does that work?
Yes. So, yeah, people probably have oats only for health reasons. They're not, you know, waiting in big long lines to get the latest oatmeal dish at a restaurant or something like that.
No.
This is kind of a health food that people only eat if they absolutely have to. So, yes, indeed, it has all these health benefits. It promotes the growth of healthy gut bacteria, lowers blood sugar over time, and it can help you lose weight, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Now, starting the day with oats helps people feel full most of the morning.I imagine this is a benefit of eating oats. It helps you feel full. And if you feel full, well, then you're probably not going to snack on unhealthy things like candy or ice cream or things like that. And this prevents them from snacking before lunch, which can be kind of tempting if you're working in the office and you started work at 8 and now it's about 11:20 or so and you're going, oh, I am so hungry. I'm so starving. I can't wait for lunchtime to come.Oh, gee, let me just have a snack here. I'll have some chips here or something like that. If you had oats in the morning, they can help you feel full all the way to noon so you won't snack before lunch.
Yeah, you need to avoid that snacking, especially if you're at work. Usually work snacks are bad things like cookies, potato chips, candy. I've never seen...any healthy snacks at the office before. So, yeah, you want to avoid snacking. And if you feel full, you can kind of, you know, practice some restraint, control your appetite and not eat those snacks before a real lunch. If you prevent something, guys, you stop it from happening. So hopefully by feeling full, it will prevent you or stop you from eating those very unhealthy snacks that are around the office all day.
Right, and prevent in this particular case uses the preposition from, prevent from doing something. So that's if you're actually talking about an action, then you'd say prevent from doing something. Eating this food will prevent you from getting a heart attack in the future, for example. So yes, indeed, you can have oats and that will stop you or prevent you from snacking before lunch. So here's the next paragraph. It says, so how can you introduce oats into your diet? So you've heard about the benefits of oats and you're thinking, hey, I'd like to include them in my diet. But you need to introduce them into your diet. You need to start eating them when? For your breakfast, for your lunch, for your dinner? Yeah, just how should I go about this?
When we use that phrase to introduce something into a diet, it just means you start slowly. You don't, you know, eat a ton of oats at the beginning. So you want to slowly, gradually, you could say, start eating some oats. Maybe, you know, once a week and then twice a week and then maybe every morning if you like that stuff. One way you can try eating them for breakfast is by having a bowl of oatmeal. I used to do this as a kid. But I did something that was kind of naughty. I added a lot of brown sugar and butter to mine and a little bit of milk, and it was like candy. So don't follow my example. If you eat it in a more healthy way, it kind of looks like porridge, which we don't use that word so much in America, except in the Three Little Bears story.
It's only in that story.
Yeah,
it's only in that
story we'd see porridge. Porridge is just kind of that dish that has oatmeal or some sort of either water, liquid water or milk. Hopefully it's milk and not water. That is a kind of porridge.
You often hear the term si fan in Chinese translated as porridge. Oh, here we have some porridge here. I suppose that's not a bad translation. It's basically a grain that's in water or something like that. In this case, rice and water, si fan. But in this particular case, oatmeal is included with milk or water. So that's a kind of porridge. And this can be as quick and easy as you like. Just mix oats with water or milk and heat it through. Okay. Yes, there are quick oats, I think, where you just add boiling water to it and let it sit for a while.
Yeah.
Or you have to cook them for a while. I think you need to boil the water first, and then you pour in the oats, and then you kind of stir it, and then you simmer it over a low flame for, what, about 5 minutes or so?
Yeah, but those are the quick oats, guys. If you get the whole oats, you're going to have to boil them a lot longer.
That's right. So these are some ways that you can make this. It can be quick and easy, or you can take your time with this. I suppose most people would choose the first option there because, hey, we're busy. We've got to get to school. We've got to get to work. We don't have time for this. So, yeah, you can mix it with water or milk, and then you heat it thoroughly. And you can make things more flavorful by adding various things like almond butter, fruit, or even a little syrup, which is kind of a sweet sauce. It could be maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just a sugar syrup, liquid sugar, I guess sometimes they call it. And like I said earlier, maybe you could add honey to it or raisins or whatever.
Yeah, or cranberries or whatever you like. Almond butter is supposed to be really healthy. It's kind of the cool thing these days. It's hard to find almond butter in Taiwan, I have to be honest.
They have almond powder. You can buy that in traditional markets.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very strong smell.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, though, the almond butter might be kind of hard to find. I don't even know what that is, actually, to tell you.
It's kind of, it's new, and people are using it to avoid eating as many carbs.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, the next sentence says one time-saving option. Remember, Tom was saying, you know, when you get up in the morning, you don't have a lot of time. You probably don't want to eat the whole oats in the morning. But one way you can save time, this is a time-saving option or choice, is called overnight oats. Now, this I haven't heard of before. An option, of course, is just a choice that you have. You might have a lot of choices sometimes, or maybe you just have two options. And we use those interchangeably. You know, you have a lot of choices, a lot of options. What's the overnight oats?
Overnight overnight just means it's happening overnight, so you have to just prepare it before you go to bed, and then you go to sleep, and it should be ready in the morning. So overnight oats. And to make these, here's what you do. Soak the oats in the refrigerator overnight in a bowl with milk, yogurt, or coconut milk, and maybe some other toppings, like we said, cranberries, raisins, or things like that. And they'll be ready to eat in the morning after you've had a good night's sleep. Wake up, head to the refrigerator, pull out that bowl of oats that have been kind of soaking overnight, and that will give you a tasty chilled breakfast that's perfect for a hot summer's day.
That's interesting. I've never eaten oats cold. I have eaten them raw, where I don't cook them at all. I just chew them in my mouth. But this is an interesting choice. Sounds like our writer is concerned about carbs, because coconut milk is also good for a low-carb diet. Okay, guys, if you don't have a lot of time, why don't you give our overnight oats a try? I might have to try this out and see how they taste when they're chilled in the morning. Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up today's unit.
除了提到它有很多的健康益处，在第三格的前面继续提到燕麦带来的益处，包括促进健康的肠道细菌生长，以及随着时间而降低血糖。这里提到的是 Furthermore, they promote the growth of healthy gut bacteria and lower blood sugar over time. 还是在讲好处，所以第三题我们可以选择 D 选项。Sentence D 提到 If all this wasn't enough, oats might even help some people lose weight. 如果有这么多的好处你觉得都不够的话，还有一项好处就是它也许可以帮助你减重哦。所以搭配前面的文意提到许多健康的好处，第三题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。第四个空格，我们要来看它后面的句子，提到 one of the most popular ways。这里提到呢，有很多种来加入、使用或吃燕麦的方式，其中后面提到的就是做燕麦粥。所以，那么这一段都在提要怎么样来处理燕麦这个谷物。所以第四题搭配文意，我们就可以选择 B 选项。Sentence B 提到 So, how can you introduce oats into your diet? 延续文意，前面提到了许多燕麦的好处，所以你要怎么样在你的饮食当中把 oats 燕麦把它带进来呢？那么第四题选择 B 选项，正确的答案就可以接着后面说有许多的不同的引进的方式。接着第五个空格，前面的句子提到 One time saving option is called overnight oats。 在这里 overnight 很重要，其中有一种省时的选择叫做隔夜的燕麦。什么叫做隔夜燕麦呢？第五题我们可以选择 E 选项。 Sentence E 提到 To make these, soak the oats in the refrigerator overnight in milk, yogurt, or coconut milk, along with other toppings. 如果你想要做这个 overnight oats, 你的方式呢就是把燕麦浸泡在牛奶、 yogurt,或者是椰奶当中的其他配料，放在冰箱里面放隔夜。这里提到的关键字 overnight， 所以你就可以制作所谓的隔夜燕麦。所以根据前面的文意，第五的标准答案我们就选择 E 选项。那么这样一来，你就可以享受是非常美味又冰凉的早餐了。后面提到的是 tasty chilled breakfast。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you the best of health from all of us here at English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.